Okay. Kum lenin ablap gemara we're up to daf kuk zayin amud aleph. Today's gemara is about six lines from the top. We're learning the different laws of the tilas yadayim. Zodi gemara amud apope said apope. Hi arisa de daloyi. You have a pipe that brings that water flows to the pipe from the pipe into a pail, a bucket, and from there you irrigate the fields. You cannot wash your hands from there. You cannot dip your hands into the bucket and wash. Why? Because the water that's being collected in the bucket from the pipe is not koyach odom. When it comes to washing your hands, you can't just have water falling on your hand. It has to be the force of a person. And over here, since the water that's coming, even though a person connected the pipe, but that was a long time ago. Now the water coming through is no longer koyach gavra. It's coming on its own. And also it's not considered dipping, because when you want to dip your hands, the only time you can dip your hands and be yaitzer washing as if it's in a mikveh, a large, this is only a bucket. So you can't. Machlek is nachroinim. If you can turn a faucet on, a tap on, and put your hands underneath and say, and just turn it on and off and on and off and say it's koyach gavra. Well, some say you could and some say you can't. Some say it's not considered koyach gavra. There's two opinions. One, some say yes, because they say every time you turn it off, the water stops. So you turn on, I open the water, and then you just keep on turning on and off. Others say that you don't wash your hands. You can't make a bracha. You wash your hands, you're not making a bracha because it's not really yotze, because it's not koyach gavra. At least over there you brought the pipe, there's something, you did something. Hey, you did nothing, you just turned the tap on, the water's ready to go out. You just removed what the problem was. Maybe that's not called koyach gavra.
What's the
the pipe that's connected to a river. And you put your and goes brings water into a bucket and you put your hand in the bucket. And you put your hand in the bucket. Tefillah is not kodin in the mikveh, neither is a washing because it's not koyach gavra. However, what happens? You bring your hand very close to the place where the water is coming down, where and the water is collecting from the into your hand straight from the pipe. Then it's all right. If you go close to the source of the water, then it's all right. The ka'asim koyach gavra. That's considered koyach gavra. Noitli memenili yadayim. You're allowed to wash your hands from there. What about being bezia dula? What happens? You have a hole in the bucket, and that's how the water enters the bucket from the source, wherever the source of the water is. So you have a hole in the bucket, then the bucket pours out water as well, so it's a big hole, and a lot of water is pouring out. It goes back. What, Jack and Jill? The Iba Zia Dulabakain is mashka large enough that water can go in, may lift life. It's as if the pipe is attached with the original source through this bucket. If the water can come in a big way and then goes out in a big way through a bucket, it's as if the pipe is attached to the original river. And therefore, you could travel your hands as if you travel in a mikveh, in a large area, because it's all connected. Because it's like eight of mikvahs. You know, we say hashoka, you connect the water to the mikveh. If there's a wide enough pipe there. If you have a keli, you have a keli with a hole in it. It's not a chosh for keli anymore. It's not called a keli anymore. And therefore, you cannot use it. If the keli does not contain other vias of water, you shouldn't use it to wash your hands. It's not so. Rava said keli shein machzir vias ain't noitli menei daim. The keli is not big enough. You shouldn't wash your hands. As long as the keli, the size of the keli. But it doesn't have to be full. Ha machzik, if the keli itself, the size of it is a revius, even though you don't have a revius full of water in there, it's still good enough. I've got the lesbe, you don't need it. So what are you telling me?
What's enough to mean if it says the keli?
It has to be called a keli. It has to be called a keli. So to be called a keli, it has to be large enough to contain a revius of water. But you don't physically need a revius of water. Today, interesting. If one person's washing, you have to have a revius of water. If two people are going to be washing from the same cup, as long as the first person has a revius of water, washing from a revius of water, even though the second person has now less of a revius, it started out from a revius and it's good enough. The tanya we learned, made a revius nightly a daim le'echad. If there's a revius of water that you can wash your hand for one person, but if you're two people can use the same revius. Are you also from those people that are very concerned about the cup you use, for the kvart that you use for washing your hands? Amalein, yes. Achazusa, are you also worried about the water, the color of the water? It shouldn't be discolored. Amalein. Ashiyuda, are you also worried about the quantity? Amalein, yes. It has to be in the vias of water. He said, Amon of Achazusa Kapdina, worried about the keli and the appearance of the water, Abashiyuda le Kapdina, but not on the quantity. The time we learn, made a vias, nightly a daim lecha, a vias you can use for one person, but for two people. However, lo, it's wrong. Shine her, there's different. There's different. Two people could have started out from a revius of water. Don't bring an eye from there. Ask Rabbi Yaakov in the Hapkoid. So Rabbi Yaakov from the city of the Hapkoid, he was the rabbi of the city. What he did was he molded a keli that was the size of a revius that everybody in town should know exactly what's the minimum size for a kvar to wash your hands with. Nutla, keli, that's what the tizidai mean. The tizidai is a keli. Bas reviusa, the size of a revius. Actually, Rashi says he made out of glass. And that's why it's called nutla, glass keli. And he used it, anybody can come over and use it to measure to see what exactly the size is. Ask it of Ashi Butzel, Kuzer Basavios, he's an earthen keli, the size of this. Magufas Chavi is if you have a lid of a barrel, shetikna that you etched out in it the size of a revius, nightly memeni yedaim, you'll have to wash your hands there. And takes place the Kiddush is that even though you cannot really sit properly, only if you lean on the side, you cannot lie down, still consider a keli. What about chamas ukvishes tikna? What about these leather pouches? You know, these canteens. If you fix it up, make sure you have a vase, even though it doesn't really stand up well. You nightly may they wash your hand. Sack for kupa, sack in a box. Even though they're large enough to accept a vase of water, don't use it. Ain't nightly may die because it's not a dedicated thing for liquids. Most boxes are for solids, not for liquids. Can you put gloves on or put some napkin, put your hand in the napkin and eat bread without washing? Are we worried you might take the glove off and touch it with your hand? Or sorry? Yeah, but what a halacha. Especially in a place where you don't have access to water, can you just go eat? Put a napkin on your hands. Or not good enough. Says the Gemara. No. Let's wash your hands. You cover. You put your hands inside gloves and eat. Let's say.
So you're not touching the bread. With a tissue or something like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Says the Gemara. You keep the sandwich inside the bag and you eat from the bag. Are we worried that you might touch it or not? Touch by coming here. We had Gemara Sukkah. Sorry. No. Now we're saying is can you eat bread without washing by covering your hands? Are we worried that you might take off the cover and touch the food? Let's say it's falling out or something. Yeah, you're eating in a bag. You have a sandwich in a bag, and you just eat straight from the bag. Can you? So the Gemara, we learned on Sukkah, Kishanostin Lerab Tzadik, when they gave Rab Tzadik, to eat. Oichel. Poch is mikabeya, less than the size of an egg. Noitle b'mapa, he wouldn't wash. He would take it. By the way, the halach is when you wash, you don't make a bracha unless you ate the size of a beya. If you eat less than a beya, you wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha. That's right. That's why we have Shabbos to make sure, when we wash for chali, make sure you eat a beya. But oichle chutz l'sukkah, and he would eat outside the sukkah because it's not a meal. The aim of varech achram, and he wouldn't even bench because he held like Rabbi Yehuda that you don't have to bench midrabban unless it's the size of an egg. Not like Rabbi Meir that we follow, who says the size of an olive. My love, it seems to me, Hokabe, had it been the size of an egg, boy, in a tizadim, he would have washed his hands. He would not have eaten with a mappa. Mappa is a kind of a handkerchief or a tablecloth something he wrapped around his hand. Said, no, maybe Dilma Hokabe, maybe if it had been the size of a beya, he would still eat with a handkerchief around his hand. But then he would not eat outside of a sukkah. Boy, sukkah bebracha. We hold it the bench the size of an olive, yes. That's halacha. No, so I have an olive is 29 grams. Work it out. Remember, bread is fluff. You have to squish it to see the size of an olive. It's a bit more than just a bite.
It's a volume, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, but it's press volume. So yeah. The air between, you know, it's very fluffy.
Probably an
average slice from my
came to bread.
Probably, yeah. Toshma coming here. No raya. The Shmuel wants to find Rav. The Ka'achob of Mappa, he was eating with a map around his hand. Omalei. Avdin Kaden, you think you're doing the right thing by doing this? I wash my hands, but I'm an istinus. I'm one of these fastidious people who cannot stand dirt. So even though I wash my hands, I don't want my hands to touch the bread. So I'm putting a napkin around my hand to eat it. Not because this is a substitute to washing. He saw the Rabbi Zeh, went to Israel, Ashkechinu, he found Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, who were students of Rabbi Yechon, the Ka'ochli, they were eating Bavloi, Chamosas, they were eating with remnants of Shmatas from canteens on there, around, they wrapped around the hand, and they ate without washing their hands. Such great rabbis. Litu, you're making a mistake with Rav Shmuel. You heard the story of Rav Shmuel and heard Rav and Mappa. You probably didn't hear what Shmuel said and what Rav answered back. Don't you know Rav said, I washed my hands, I'm just doing it because I'm a very clean person? Says Gemara that Abzeda ish tamit, he forgot. Of course he forgot. He fasted 100 days to forget. What do you want from him? He forgot what he said. He tiru mapel oichli truma v'loi. He tiru mapel oichli taharis. Koyanim who are always clean. The whole reason why you wash your hands is to make sure that you don't become tummy. Since Rabbi Amir Abasi were both koyanim, so they were always clean. They were always careful for truma. They can eat without washing their hands, just the mapa, because they were very, very careful. But somebody, a Yisrael, who decided to be machmir and he will eat chulin like taras hakodesh, he has to wash his hands. So the Gemara. Have another interesting question. Very interesting question. Oichel machmas machil. I feed you. You open your mouth and I feed you. Do you, the eater, have to wash your hands? You're not touching the bread. I'm feeding you. Do you have to wash your hands? So this is the eitzah maybe, that if you have no water, two people, I feed you, you feed me, and we don't have to wash hands. Do you have to wash or not? We'll soon see you do. Sorry, the tiller said, I'm alone. You have to wash hands or not, because you're probably not touching the bread. He cut him a raw piece of meat, and he placed it on a piece of bread, like Taisa says, and he gave him to eat. And Amalei, then he said, so to Rav Hamnuna, who was sitting and eating, Ilav the Rav Hamnuna, if you would not have been Rav Hamnuna, who was a very intelligent man, and you were a Zoriz, Loisafinilach, I would not have done it to you. I would not have given you, I was scared you might touch the bread, but because you are who you are, so therefore, I'm not worried. It sounds like everybody else, even though you're not touching the bread, you got to wash, because maybe you'll end up touching the bread. You don't like it, you'll pull it out of your mouth, whatever. We don't want you to, and then put it back in. We don't want you. No. Tam Chacham and Azoris. And Azoris. My time, what's the purpose of that comment? Lam Mishum Dezoi. He was very particular in mitzvahs, and therefore he won't touch the bread. But anybody else, the Loinaga, anybody else, even though you're not touching the bread, someone else is feeding you, you would have to wash. Okay, maybe it's different. Maybe she's potter anyway from watching this situation. No, the Zoris. Rashi explained, what's the difference between a Zoris and a Zohir? Let's do Rashi, because he says the Rashi. Rashi is right in the middle of the page. There's a dot there. The first line is Shenatalta. Natalta Yodechi. See it? A few lines below the Gemara we're at right now. Zoris odit mezoyer, says Rashi, that a Zoris is better than a Zoyer. A Zoyer is careful, and a Zoris is somebody who does it with haste, enthusiastic. Zohir means Shedeli Zoyer b'shas maisa. While he's doing a mitzvah, he's very careful. Shelo yaver al mitzvah, he won't do anything wrong. But Zoris is one who prepares himself. Haroyes anoylid, he prepares for the future. Umesaken atme, and correct, and he prepares himself. Shelo yaver le dekach, unless you go wrong. Behind him in the Zohar, Zihirus mevil de zrizuz, because zrizuz is a step above. Zrizuz, you prepare. Zihirus is while you're doing the mitzvah, you're careful not to do anything wrong. Zrizuz is preparing the whole time, exactly, even before you do the mitzvah. So he says, no. Loi, the Zoris. No, he meant it like this. If you are so careful, you washed 20 minutes ago already. So therefore, I'm not worried. I know you washed. But anybody else, if I come over about to give them bread, I won't trust them unless I make sure they wash their hands. The Zoris, since you are Zoris, Kodim, Umashi, Yodim, Kodim, you definitely wash your hands first. So we still ask the question. What's halacha lepoil? We don't know exactly what Absafra meant. Could be this, could be that. Toshbak Avnei, Domer Abzei, Domer Arav, Zei Zei Merav, Lagitin on a person, Toi Pim Shasham, don't plant a piece of bread in the mouth of your butler, Elim Cain, unless you're dead, but you know for a fact, Shinotl Yodav, he washed his hands. Clear for me that what? That you cannot give him in his mouth unless he washed his hands. So Oichel Machmas Michael, the Oichel still has to wash his hands. Vashamish Mevorach Gokoyz. Every cup he gets, he should make a new bracha, because he never knew that he'll get another cup. Then Mevorach Gokoyz, but not to be a piece of bread. Because Pasha, he'll get bread for the whole meal. So if he made a mighty, he had in mind the whole meal. But Rabbi Yechonam, Mevorach Gokoyz. Even bread, he has to make a bracha, because a butler doesn't know what he's being fed together with everybody else. If they get a piece of bread, he thinks that's it. So every time he gets another piece of bread, he has to make another bracha. Because normally they eat in the kitchen. They don't eat the.
Does he have to say bracha achrayin in between or after the wine?
No, you can make bracha 20 minutes. Bread, you can make. You have 72 minutes. A bracha achrayin, but the bracha achrayin can make it all them. Yeah, I'm saying a new agafen, but not a bracha achrayin. Bracha achrayin, you can make one agafen on all them. 72 minutes from when, yeah. last bite. Amar Papa Bishlei Mederav Rabbi Yechon Lekasha. I understand that part. They're not really arguing. Hodi Gadol Chashav. There's an of a Chashav person there. You have a lot of food prepared. The Shamash can rely that it'll be more bread. Hodi Lekadol Chashav. There's not a Chashav person there. There's not that much food there. Maybe the Shamash has no idea that he'll get more. Every bite he takes, he has to make a new bracha. Mekamakam Hakam is a clue here. Elyon Ken Yedesh and Notel Yadav. So it's clear that you have to watch. He's going, no. Shiny Shamish the Torid. But since he's so preoccupied in serving everybody else, sometimes he might forget they didn't wash. Anybody else who's not so occupied, if they know they didn't wash, they might not touch the bread. So maybe they don't have to wash if somebody else is feeding them. A Shamish can't rely on that because he's so forgetful, he's so busy, he's running around pell mell. That could be he would, everybody go, touch the bread. He can't rely on it. So no die either way. Maybe a Shamish exception. You should not give a piece of bread to a shamish, whether the cup is in his hand of wine or whether the cup is in the hand of balabai, the cup of wine, because maybe the balabais will get angry that how come the shamish is being fed bread and the balabais then will strangle himself on his wine, or he might just pour the wine out. Same thing with the shamish, he gets so excited or he's so worried that the balabais will get angry that he pours the wine all over himself, makes a mess. Something bad will happen. This is clear here. The shaman didn't wash his hands. Clear for me that what? That he says, also you have to wash. Exactly. Now, again, it's not a question why this is a raya at all. The Gemara actually doesn't bring this as a raya. The Gemara just says Tanabona. It seems the Gemara should have answered Tashma. It does bring an eye because you can argue that a shamish is different than everybody else because he's forgetful, he's so preoccupied. So he must wash his hands. But anybody else loved Afghan, maybe not. So we don't really have a resolution here. So the din is however they have to wash their hands. Oichel and Michael should wash their hands. Boy, we have a question. Michael, what about the guy who's feeding him? Does he have to wash his hands? He's touching the bread, but he's not eating. Michael, anybody else touches bread, of course you don't have to wash. But over here, I'm picking up bread to feed somebody. So maybe in Indian, I have to wash the guy who's feeding. Not the guy who's being fed, but the guy who's feeding. First, I'll wash your hands. Or, but Isha, Madiches, Yoda, a woman could wash her hands on Kippur, Achas, a minimum of one hand, but mime and water, Venoisenes, pasta, no cotton, so you can feed her young kid. So we see if you're feeding bread, the person who's feeding also has to wash. Omru Allah, they went further. He didn't want to wash his hands on Yom Kippur. So his kids starved. Because he didn't wash, so he couldn't give them bread. The Gozru Allah, they were Gozer, Shiyachel B'shtei Yodav. Not with one hand, like by a woman. He dafked, they made him do with two hands to teach him that you got to feed your kids. And you can wash your hands. You got to feed your kids.
Shama has Zokin in the.
Yeah. That's only one. Yeah, it's only one Shammai. Yeah.
So what are they called, Mazaki?
Because versus Beis Shammai, and he was older than Hill. Yeah. So we say Chilav Mila what? That on your kippur we're going to suspend the laws on your kippur. So you can wash your hands. Amar Abai says no. Hasam Mishum Shifter. There's an interesting Rashi here because the big machleg is Rashi Taisa. This is Rashi four lines above the white lines. Hasim Mishum Shifter says Rashi, every person when you wake in the morning you have to wash Nagavasa because you have a Ruach Ra. But in Kippur says Rashi, now I wash Nagavasa. Even the tip of your fingers, nothing. Ruach Ra Shoyda al Yodim, there's this evil spirit that's resting on the hands. Not Lushachlis, you now I wash Nagavasa, says Rashi. I will not Yodim Shachlis, Veloy Nizim, Balachach Veda, ain't Sorry Tila. So therefore, in Kippur you didn't wash it all. You want to feed bread somebody with a Ruach Ra, you now touch food before you wash Nagavasa. That's the problem. But if you would have washed Nagavasa in the morning, maybe you don't have to wash your hands to feed somebody. Taste the way to him, of course you have to wash Nagavasa in the morning. Why is it any worse if your hand gets stuck in mud? The din is you're allowed to wash on your kippur because you're not washing it for pleasure. So of course you're allowed to wash Nagavasa in the morning. He says. So he says we're talking about. If I remember correctly, it says here that if you want to feed a kid 4 or 5 years old, there's some kind of a ruach ra on your hand that the kid might cause the kid to strangle himself if you don't wash your hands at that time. I'm not sure what that is. Even though you wash Nagavas in the morning, there's still some Ruach Ra on your hands that can cause your 4 or 5 year old kid, not a baby, not an older person, to strangle. So it says, how come today we don't do that? How come when we feed our 4 or 5 year old kid, we don't wash our hands before? He said, that Ruach Ra is not found amongst us in our times. Just like it says, we're not worried about pears anymore, zugis. We're not worried about if water, you know, if the oat will have revealed, the steak will drink from it. So we're not worried about this Ruach Ra on the hand. What precise is Ruach Ra? Rashi, Taisa doesn't say what it is. Very interesting. There used to be a Ruach Ra on the hand. Back to the Gemara, getting late. So anybody, guys, you have to come straight from Dublin. So anybody, Toshma coming here. Abu Shmuel, the father, Shmuel. Ask the very interesting chinuch. The father Shmuel found the Shmuel the kabach. He found his little kid Shmuel was crying. I'm like, my kabach, why are you crying? The michir boy, my rebbe gave me pech. My rebbe gave me schmitz. He smacked me. Amai. So the father asked him, in my days, as soon as you told your father that you ever smacked him, exactly. Another one. Which side did he smack you at? Another one. Amai, why? The amali kasafid libroi. My teacher said, you fed my son bread and you didn't wash your hand before. So you have to wash your hands before you feed. So the father was a new taka. He has a point. Why didn't you wash your hands? He should eat and I should wash my hands. In other words, why should I wash my hands if he eats? I don't have to. This is Shmuel's a kid. Said my Rebbe was wrong in halacha. So the father of Shmuel said, not only your Rebbe doesn't know what he's talking about, you're right. Mimchen Amochen has a chutzpah yet to smack you. Interesting. So the father stuck up for his kid when the kid did the right thing.
And from then onwards, for the last 2,000 years, any kid who complains that my Rebbe said this, the parent says, you're right, he's wrong. What does he know?
Well, they start,
principle
yeah.
And tells him.
Yeah. So it was the hilchos of oichel machen at the time. The halacha is exactly like Shmuel, little kid. Oichel machen, Michael, the one who's eating, even though he's not touching the bread, tzadik nesedaim. Machel, the one who's feeding it, ain't tzadik netilas sedaim. Doesn't have to wash your hands. Back to the Mishnah. So you wrote in Bosik Vidim Avachrachi. You allowed to bundle together meat and cheese in one handkerchief. Bavad provided shloyin noigin zebedev. Remember you smicha as long. As long as it touches other.
Ladies in my shop get all fariboot if I put a cheese or a yogurt in the same bag with the small with the
actually, some of the stores actually, you might even have the same bag. Okay, I don't know what they're talking about.
No, but people get all worked up about.
Okay, you're allowed to have them in the same bag as long as they don't touch each other. So they're covered, no problem. And we'll soon see why shouldn't they touch each other. It's cold. Even if they're, you know, open cheese and open salami, cut up. What's the problem? Abshim galayim shnei aksa nine two guests. Oichlan shulam eat same tables. They're busy. If they don't know each other, choishin. Previously, they shouldn't sit next to each other. If they know each other. If they don't know each other, no problem. Talking about exactly. Again, they're gonna have. Who cares if the salami touches the cheese? Oichlan b'tzainu. It's cold and cold. But by here, the clip of the boy, you're right. You don't have to even peel it. But you have to rinse it. And people might forget to rinse. However, we learn from Mishnah Aruch, from the part of Farshim. What about something you'd wash anyway? Let's say a raw piece of meat. A raw piece of meat touches something milchix that you would wash anyway. The raw piece of meat before you eat, you always wash it. So anything which you always wash, then we don't care if it touches. Because what's the worst thing that happened? You forgot that you touched it. So what? But you're going to wash it anyway. Who cares? That's Bagoy Mishnah. Some kind of a thing, something milky that you would watch, whatever it is. I'm just in theory. Two aksanoyin, two fremde people in the same table. They don't know each other. They do know each other. Us is forbidden because you get very friendly and homey and you might pass food around or touch. Two strange people who came, who are spending time in the same hotel. One guy came from himself. We don't know. So you came with a piece of meat. Was that Bob giving us his cheese? Oichen nashuchan echem bein say tables. That boss giving us meat and cheese. But ain't choishim. Not worried that anything's gonna happen. When did we ask it? El betfisa achad. Only ask it if they both put it in the same bowl. They bundled together. But tfisa achad. You have to tell me you're not allowed to. Of course, not allowed to. El ke'ain tfisa achas. In other words, that if they're right next to each other with nothing, no sign, no hecker on the table, that there's something wrong. No, but if you had a sign on the table, milchix, or something to remind him that they shouldn't mix together, that's all right. What about two brothers, hamakpinas? Two brothers, they don't really like each other. They never share anything. But they know each other, but they don't share. What's it in then? Mao. People won't understand. They'll say, "Kol hasrikin asudin." We don't allow you to make forms on the matzah because it takes time. It might take longer than 18 minutes. But there was a guy called Baisus who had a bakery and he had a mold. It took him a second. He put the mold on the matzah and a stamp. Exactly. And perfect.
It says Manashevitz, right?
Yeah, exactly. So he should be around. He should be, but people won't understand. Yoimru, they'll say, famous saying, "Kol hasrike nasudin v'srike baisus mutarin." Doesn't make sense. People don't understand the difference. Same thing over here. The fact that they're brothers, people won't understand why these brothers are allowed to sit next to each other, you know, eating salami and he's getting cheese and his brother's not. Yeah, go tell them. But time mechem ask a question. So you tell me whenever there's no exceptions in halacha, let me ask a question. Hold on, Rabbi Asher Rabbi Yechon. Misha ain't le'el cholok echi. You're not allowed to wash a chalamoyb. If you only have one shirt, and even if you're washing it at a pace, yamtiv, you would have to wash it in chalamoyb because the only shirt you have. Mutter lechapsa b'choshamoyb. No, why aren't you worried that Yemru people say, kol asrike nasudin, v'srike baisin b'tarin? Why aren't you worried they're going to say that nobody else can wash his clothes and this guy cannot. They don't understand the difference that this guy has no other clothes. How do you know he has a sign walking around? I only own one shirt. Says Yimoda, yes, he does. You know how? There's like a belt they used to put on the shirt, a belt to hold it together, fasten it together. They owned one belt, and they kept on moving the belt from shirt to shirt. So they never washed the belt. They just washed the shirt. And that day, while they're washing the shirt, they took the belt was not there because the belt was on another shirt. This guy, whenever he washed the shirt, the belt was on it. So they realized he has no other shirt to put the belt on. So everyone knew it's like a big sign. I only own this shirt. So therefore, don't worry about you. Ain't gonna call a sikin a sudin. She buys me talking to you. See you tomorrow.